Passage 2. Moods, say the experts, are feelings that are likely to be fixed, having effects on one's outlook for hours, days, weeks, or even years. That's great if your mood is a pleasant one, but it will be a problem if you are sad, anxious, angry, or simply lonely. Perhaps the best way to deal with such moods is to talk them out. Sometimes, though, there is no one to listen. Modern pharmacy offers a lot of anti-anxiety drugs. What many people don't realize, however, is that scientists have discovered the effectiveness of several non-drug methods to make you free from an unwanted mood. These can be just as useful as drugs, and have the added benefit of being non-poisonous. So, next time you feel out of sorts, don't head for the drugstore. Try the following method. Of all the mood-changing self-help techniques, aerobic exercise seems to be the best cure for a bad mood. If you could keep the exercise, you'd be in high spirits, says Catherine Lantz, author of Running for Health and Beauty. Researchers have explained biochemical and various other changes that make exercise seem preferable to drugs as a mood raiser. Physical work, such as housework, however, does little. The key is aerobic exercise running, cycling, walking, swimming, or other repetitive activities that increase the heart rate and circulation, and improve the consumption of oxygen. You may do them for at least 20 minutes a time, 3 to 5 times a week.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. What is the effect of one's moods on people? What is the best way that most people don't realize to keep a good mood? 31. According to the speaker, why is aerobic exercise able to cheer people up?